Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. Good to be with you today.
Thanks for having me back.
No problem.
Tough Things First, it's your motto. It's the name of your book. It's the name of this podcast. One of your tough things first is, of course, exercise in the morning. Why is that critical for you to prepare for the day's work?
The whole theme of doing the tough things first is to eat the ugly frog first, to get those things out of the way that are difficult to do. And establishing the habit of exercise, we know it's all good for us. Every doctor will tell you that you need a good exercise program to maintain good health. And I turned 79 this year. I can still do a one-arm push-ups. And if I want to have a good life and if I want to enjoy the fruits of my labors, then I have to include in that a good exercise program. Exercise is not easy to do. And to have a good, consistent exercise program has to be done consistently, and it has to have some meaning. In other words, so I exercise for an hour. I put a half hour on the weights and then a half hour on the treadmill. And that gives me a balance of some strength exercises as well as some endurance exercises. I found that the best way to do that is to get up early. So, you know, they say early to bed, early to rise helps a man to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so I get up at 5:30. I go to bed, by the way, at 10 or around 10 in the evening and then or night. And then I get up at 5:30 religiously every single day. And then I exercise 5 days a week. I don't exercise on Saturday and Sunday, but I do exercise 5 days a week, and I put in a full hour.
Do you remember when you first started that routine, when exercise became an important daily part of your activities?
Well, it actually began back in college, well over 55 or so, 60 years ago. When I started college, I actually started my exercise program. When I graduated and was out on my own, I wasn't married at that point, I still had an exercise program that I did. So I can literally tell you that I've had an exercise program my entire adult life.
As you mentioned, you're 79, you just turned 79. You're an older gentleman, and you've had this in practice for a long time, since college. A lot of younger entrepreneurs don't really understand the importance of the discipline, of the regimen of doing it every day. And that it would be doing some kind of exercise that they enjoy doing, obviously, but making it part of their day. Why should new entrepreneurs who are starting out in the business world make sure that they get the exercise in?
A good point. So a friend of mine, Greg McKeown, who's the author of the book Essentialism, he interviewed me for his book. He said that I am one of the quintessential disciplinarians. And so to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to be disciplined in every respect. So discipline means to do whatever you don't like doing and doing it well. And so I think that has been the mainstay for my success in business, has been my discipline in my life. I am a quintessential disciplinarian. I just discipline my life to the nth degree. I eat at the same time every day. I eat three square meals a day, as they say. I exercise every day, and I just live a very disciplined life. And that helps me in business because I run my business just like I do my life, very disciplined.
My routine has always been to wait until after lunch to do my workout. Now, that has worked out to a certain extent for me because it's a time of day when I'm available to do something, and it kind of gets me to exercise out the calories I consume during lunch. But one problem I have is sometimes I hit the 2 o'clock hour when I should be working out, and I feel like I don't want, or I talk myself out of doing the workout. I like your idea of doing it in the morning because it does get it out of the way, doesn't it?
Well, you used a key word. You said wait. You said I wait. I don't wait for anything. I do not wait. Wait is just a word that I scratch from my vocabulary. You know, I know there's a saying that says, all come to them that wait. That's just being patient. But I'm not patient when it comes to myself. I drive myself, push myself, and here I, as I said, I'm 79, and I'm still pushing. I don't back off. I'm even though I'm semi-retired, I put in 8 hours a day work, and I put in my hour of exercise. To be truly successful, you have to live a disciplined life, and you got to be willing to put the tough things first. And don't wait. Do not put off. Eat that ugly frog first thing in the morning.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.